Seat.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Don Overture.
Don Overture. Whichever works for 40, you.
47 year old.
47.
Currently unemployed.
Overture or Overture?
Yes.
Okay.
I live off of a small disability award and what remains of a settlement from a workplace accident that all eyewitnesses agree was all your fault.
I did set up the tanks of the fluid and connect the AC/DC wiring to
in a postal emergency service dispatcher office.
Well, I was jobbing out.
Jobbing out. Okay. Very good. Very good. Before that, sports memorabilia broker.
Yes. Cards. Cards.
Equipment.
And cards.
Okay.
Okay. This quote: chronic masturbator lives off of cereal and delicatessen.
Well, I mean, fellas,
can't be more honest.
Yeah.
Has on several occasions tried to sell his body to science, the so-called non-essential organs offered in bundled discounts.
Well, I've actually been working with a number of different brokerages currently. Fingers and toes are very high on the market for novelty gifts.
Adult.
I'm not really in that end of it. I would sort of be, say, a farmer. Harvesting my crop.
They're not yours.
No, mine.
Oh, okay.
Jailed briefly for attempting to fix high school basketball games.
Yes, they seemed broken. It was very ridiculous. You had people out there who were all different sizes. And I thought in the middle of a game, it occurred to me, this is wrong, and I was disruptive.
Blood work. Evidence of heavy metals, long-term presence of heavy metals.
I do like to eat paint chips.
Emiliano, I believe we have a position for Mr. Overture.
There may be an opening for Mr. Overture.
Well, it'll be my whole... This is the whole reason I came down. Also, you guys would be paying, I assume.
There is a stipend, yeah.
That's excellent. I got some health problems that need being looked at.
Well, there's no insurance. Not as a start, though.
Right. But you would accept responsibility for any on-site injuries?
Oh, no.
None caused by you.
No, you would certainly sign away all such rights.
Waivers. They're called waivers.
Disclaimers, waivers.
You just wave your hand goodbye.
I think I can.
To responsibility.
Yep.
I can work with this.
Wave safety goodbye. However, lodging for such portions of the study as require. Lodging.
Yes,
right.
You will be incapacitated for a good deal of the half year.
There is a bed.
No, that was my hope. I was wondering, will this be due to blunt force trauma, or will there be narcotics involved?
We can't reveal too much.
No, your vet not been hired yet.
No, we would say mostly through emotional manipulation.
Yeah, that's a phrasing. Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
Mr. Overture, is there anything in your future that would keep you from being able to fulfill the requirements of this study?
I should stop drumming then, probably, if we're going to continue this conversation.
Yes, but it was very entertaining.
Well, I wanted to really display for you guys that I have multiple talents or I don't know what you're looking for, freakish things, a little noodly about bits that I can do, me, my own self, depending on what you're... Your needs are
quirks.
Sure. I whittle. I got a little bit of a stammer.
We're interested. I think Emiliano will agree. We draw the line at we're interested in involuntary
tics
and aberrational things like tics and seizures, disorders that repeatedly make you call inappropriate things out. Anything in that kind of warm area, we're good with. Things that are more like talents or acquired or interests or passions or obsessions. Oh, obsession is kind of straddles.
Things that incapacitate you to the point of fun.
Okay, let me share.
Okay.
So I was working on a project.
Not too much.
It was a extra side job sort of thing, and we were.
What did you call it before selling out? Not selling out. Shopping out.
I jobbed out.
Jobbed out.
Jobbed out to work with their two fellas. I happen to have a very good relationship with. Really. Very responsible, hardworking individuals. And truth be told, if you ever have anything that needs to be cleaned, there are a few people that I know of on this planet, and I've served. I've been around. I've been to a few places, and these fellas, if it's needs cleaning, they do it. So I was jobbing out working with them, and it was for that. Well, you might recall the arts. Organization.
The underground arts
organization.
Terrible fire.
Yeah, yes.
No,
sure.
No loss of life or even any physical injury, but a lot of trauma.
A lot of trauma. Electrocutions.
All those cats named John, right? That's the one you're talking about?
The cats named John Lester,
John
and the Three Fingers.
John
that
no
was
show,
where we started
John,
the finger harvesting idea, me and Lester.
Those two guys.
Well, I was the other guy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I was a part of the whole... There was the garden of living insects. I don't remember what they called
bugs.
Well, but they weren't real bugs. They were children. There was lots of children in outfits.
And, costumes. Lighted up.
Well, synchronized with both the music, the costuming, of course, but also the whole philosophical worldview that was being put forth by John
Free Space.
John Free Space was the fella, I believe. Yeah.
Candid John and John Starscanner, but mostly Free Space.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I met him as John Moon from Just Beyond the Stars, and I had to ask him like, where does it divide? Is it John Moon Just Beyond the Stars, or is
right,
John
no
Moon
hyphens.
Just Beyond the Stars, or John Moon Just Beyond the Stars? And it turned out it seemed to be that's the one he liked the most.
John Moon Just Beyond the
John
Stars.
John Moon Just.
Yeah. Pause.
And when they finally shut him down, it was John Nebraska's night.
John Nebraska came out and performed some music, which helped people take their mind off the children as they were
wandering, aimless.
Well, the light up eyes and the sentiments being expressed.
And of course, they couldn't see through anything.
No, that was why they kept running into each other.
Virtual reality, but without virtual or reality.
And very entertaining all at the same time.
There was an atmosphere, actually, of
but no one died.
Electrical wires so fine, they were like spider webs, and you'd walk through them, and they would leave striations on the face of some of those children.
Slight burns.
The problem was less the actual marks as much as time developed thereafter. The children marks started to identify in very much that same way the children in Lord of the Flies became a tribe.
Yeah.
Some of those children,
they knew they had been there.
Well, they would take up arms as a group against certain authority figures, parents, teachers.
Right. That was, I remember that a certain sect of them were living in tree houses, and they actually taught turkeys to intentionally smash drivers' windshields.
Like a kamikaze.
I'm pretty sure turkeys. There was a lot of discussion about whether they were actual turkeys or portions of the leftover costumes from the festival. And
because the level of robotics that I'm forgetting the name of that company.
Was
Persiflage. Mm-hmm. Was it the Umericon?
Umericon. They were a subsidiary of
There was some technology at use at this low rent fundraiser for the local underground arts organization.
It was a lovely thought, and it was a great idea, and we all put our hearts into it. And unfortunately, we didn't put
there is
a lot
such
of safety
a thing as
anything we were doing.
There is such a thing as too much heart.
Yeah.
That would be an enlarged heart. Yeah. I have a friend.
Yeah. Mm. I love you. You can love something too much sometimes. You know?
Or you just got a large heart and it's swollen for medical reasons that really need proper medical attention.
Sometimes you try to take too much into your embrace,
into your purview.
I very much have done that.
And you too did a good job with cleaning up.
Oh, I know that's what they say. Spent a lot of time under the tutelage of my buddies. They're quite good. That's wonderful.
David, this is not a joking matter. My pee is terribly divided, like a rope coming unbraided.
A playwright, you say? You know, I'm quite well connected here and in New York.
David! When you're finished with the coupons, it's time for my fruit colonic. Oh,
I'm sure you hear this from all the wealthy old gentlemen, but I would love to read your work.
David! I've had a terrible nightmare. Come hold me.
This is quite wonderful. I dare say it bears the mark of genius.
David! Writing plays may be your occupation, but I'm to be your preoccupation, do you understand?
Though the world conspires against such talents as ours, yours.
David, you're bruising me. I can't get it off. Please call for help. No, no, no one must see me like this.
Alas, my talent is not making art, but recognizing it. This the world has rewarded richly.
David, you've missed 3 rebates this month. This is unacceptable.
Come stay with me, then. You should write your plays and help me manage the estate when you can.
David, I'm not feeling well. And you're doing nothing to help me.
We shall share a life of art.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like fish sticks. Filets, I get, but sticks? Maybe we can just compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with Brie?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUsKids, and the Ad Council.
Let's put out this campfire.
Dad, Smokey the Bear said to...
Brown it with water, then stir it with a shovel, and repeat until cool.
Wow! Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your safe forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, hey. Welcome back to not really a talk show, but actually another exercise to get inside your head and really mess you up. Are you with me out there tonight? It's good to see you all again. How are you?
We're not talking. We're not talking about anything.
We're going to do things that make you feel less comfortable with who and where you are and how things are going and where you're headed right now and what you're thinking, what you're sensing, seeing, smelling, tasting, touching, and what you're feeling most of all.
Hey, I got some.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Ready? This is gonna make so many of you really uncomfortable. All right. Okay. And you guys in the room, you're gonna really experience it.
Sure. Really uncomfortable.
Okay. So it goes something like this. Ready? Ready? Here it goes.
Oh my! Oh my!
Very
okay,
awkward.
No, you see now. Now,
no! It's stop! Like stop! Stop! We're not talking.
That's not.
We're not talking.
Okay. Are you? You're not done.
I get the feeling he's kind of leading with his best bit there.
Right, okay. Right. No.
Commitment.
So, but you see, what you see?
That was very bad, very uncomfortable, very unnatural.
But
very
you don't bad. Want
please,
us talking about.
Please don't do that again.
Huh? What do you think? What about you people out there? What do you think? Huh?
Yeah. So you know what I'd like to say to the people out there. I've been looking into all of you people out there. Literally, we know who you are because you're part of the study.
Is that guy right over there?
And it's some of the people in the remote locations.
Those ones sitting downstairs studying out in the main lobby.
Uh-huh. Yep. And so we've looked into all the information you know I can find about you. And now mostly you guys just show up on the internet and turn over. Not only do you turn over all this information about yourself, but you put it in the buckets that we've clearly marked. Like, here's my taste in things, and here's my financial situation, and here's where I live, and here's my love life, and here's the music and art and theater and films that I like. You just lay it all out in buckets, but we dig even deeper in that. You know why? Grant money.
Because we got grant money.
We got grant money.
They give us so much money.
We know grant money personally, GM.
We do. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you something interesting. If I had to have a Vegas name, if I had to have a name that I would wear on myself when I went to Vegas, my name would be Grant Money.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I would walk through that place and they would just know. See that guy right there? It's like he writes it. It's like he's got a permit to print. Cash.
Printing his own cash.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Mr. Money here all week.
Mr.
So here's
Grant
what we've noticed
money.
About kind of all of you who are all you listeners,
all
you
kind of
share one thing.
Even those people out on the road.
You regret all of the opportunities that you missed in life because you weren't confident, didn't think you were good enough.
Oh, man.
And you stated it so confidently.
You know?
That lack of confidence.
Well, it's your one, you know, it's your heart's truth, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I am not good enough, or I am a phony, mm-hmm. a faker. Now, you even learned along the way, you learned your fancy term for it. You called yourself, I got a bad case of imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you learned to say about it. But it's not really a thing.
I'm so good at it, I've convinced myself.
You're faking it. If you think you got imposter syndrome, you're just saying that's it's a put on. It's an affectation.
Fake it till you make it, but
that's
don't
it.
Be an imposter.
That's
yeah.
it.
It's
that's
a faked
it.
Case of imposter
you
syndrome.
Stop
there's
it.
No doubt about it. Now, as you know from reading the texts and from your more knowledgeable friends, there's kind of an opposite syndrome associated with imposter syndrome called
unearned confidence,
called Dunning-Kruger. They call it Dunning-Kruger, and usually it's used to describe people who think they're really great at everything, specifically the things that they're not good at. So, in other words, they think they're really good at something despite the opulence of evidence that reality has shown them and has returned
time
to them
again.
Time and again, that they're not that good at something. But it's an important thing to understand about DK is it's not always that comic book simple. In other words, you can have people with really bad cases of Dunning-Kruger who are accomplished mm-hmm. and are intelligent, but there's this enormous gulf between their actual level of intelligence and accomplishment
and
their own sense of authority and certainty about it.
You know what they say about, like, you know, all over the world right now, there are planes up in the air. There's planes in the sky all over planet Earth, and somewhere in one of them flying it is the worst one doing that. And you know, you still got to call that guy.
Last in his class.
You still got to call him captain.
Doctor. Oh, doctor. I thought you were flying planes.
Mm.
Exactly.
Captain. All right. Yeah, we will deal with that next week. So, you know, I hope this has made you really uncomfortable about very, very many things out there.
Not as uncomfortable as that sound earlier.
Oh, my goodness. No. Oh, come on. God, you remote people are so lucky that you're not here. That's not right.
Well, it's
radio.
It's part of the flap of extra skin that, you know, you got to utilize it for something. It's like a degree.
Mm. Yeah, so we're going to get back now. Would you all going to come upstairs now to conference room 403? Remember, it's on the southwest wing of the fourth floor.
Around that corner and up.
Yeah, you're going to come up to the conference room now, and we're going to have the offline, off-air segment of this.
Not really a talk show.
This exercise. So we'll be right back after this, okay? Hang in there. Don Overture.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Four-time girls gymnastics champion.
I've been a computer since I was a kid.
Since you were a little girl.
A real computer.
Okay, so let's see. You invented...
You said computer.
Invented the scooter. The scooter?
The actual scooter. The one that I used to ride on when I was a kid. There was no scooter around. So I grabbed some things and I made one, and it's mine, and it's a little different than some of the other ones. You know, it does have the basket on the bottom, and all the wheels are made out of formerly living things. But I find that's a very organic approach, and drying roadkill is a sturdy material, very sturdy if it's been baking in the sun in particular.
I find this one both confounding and enticing. Sky Lord Quarterback.
Oh, Lord, yes. Yeah, you certainly have heard of me, Sky Lord Quarterback. I've been the reigning champion of all intergalactic and universal single football competition as quarterback in all positions in my job as Star-Lord.
Emiliana, would you take it from here for a minute? I actually have to go talk a group of subjects off an actual ledge.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. That's, all right.
I don't want to, like, drag him back in here or anything.
Well, no, it won't be dragging.
He'll involved.
He'll walk of his own volition.
I've been involved in the talking to of numerous people on ledges, many of them.
You talked them to go out on the ledge?
No. I just, you know, you just chat with them a little bit.
They were already on the ledge?
Yes.
Where did they, when they were done speaking with you, which side of the ledge were they on after?
Oh, what, the
back
people
in the room?
Oh, gosh, no. They were out there on the ledge, you know. I just, when you see someone in a place like that, you just want to be like, it's a very interesting thing going on here. Do you work here? You know, maybe I'm unfamiliar with this area. Where would you go for a place to sit, maybe, and eat a street hot dog or something? And then, you get a little chat going, and then if it seems uncomfortable, which oddly enough always seems to get to a very uncomfortable place, and that's when I usually think it's best, you know, to go get my hot dog.
And so you leave.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. Sure.
Okay, Emiliano, we have the situation. Emiliano, it's under control out there. We had to use a stun wave. They're all okay, though.
They're back in the room, the room, not on our side of the ledge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you end up getting a hot dog or something?
Street hot dog.
They sell them downstairs, sushi dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're kind of
that's
hot
unique
thing.
They're unique.
Among the kids these days. Yeah.
So, is there anything I can else?
Do you have a publication history?
How do you mean?
Any books? Magazine articles? Oh, you have a blog?
Yeah. I don't know what a blog is. Right. I have lots of books. I've been collecting them for years, and I have shelves full of them. I tend to write in them my own stories on the margins around all the other words, because, you know, it's a published book, and this way my work is now published
in a published
as well.
Book. Yeah. So you've written in books, which is
writing
books.
I have written in 864 separate books, every page, every margin. I do tend to cross out some of the words in the book and put my own words in, sort of changes what's going on in the book. Most
to reflect
of them,
your own story, or change their story?
The goal is always to try to create a completely usable technical manual of some form that can be applied to the many different tasks.
The one that you did on Great Expectations, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, thank you. That was really little more than...
Which became a MasterPak circuit breaker instruction manual.
MasterPak circuit breaker, also simple connections for motherboards and the like. Yeah.
That was genius work, and that's a large part of the reason why you're here with us tonight.